while the brother packs his stones for the fight. And he takes aim at the soldier's machine guns. Takes a bullet in the back for freedom on the run. Well, they have none. They have none. Knocking down home and run my life. Kill another king and an ally. Got you as a team and an ally. You better for kids. A poor American, leave his war. And you have all the guns and American toys. Take it not from there, but just move right in. Let the intifada begin again. It's a slow going riot. 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 Riot! The presentation! Riot! The representation! Riot! The big money man! Riot! The peaceful land!
In every phase and facet of national life, there's a war being waged. In social policy, poor mothers are targeted for criminal sanctions for acts, if committed by mothers of higher economic class, would merit treatment at the Betty Ford Center. In youth policy, governments hasten to close schools while building boot camps and prisons as their graduate schools. Xenophobic politicians hoist campaigns through the dark star of imprisonment for street beggars, further fattening the fortress economy. The only apparent solution to the scourge of homelessness is to build more and more prisons. In America's 90s, to be poor is not so much socioeconomic status as it is a serious character flaw, a defect of the spirit. Federal statistics tell a tale of loss and want so dreadful that Dickens, of A Tale of Two Cities fame, would cringe. Consider 7 million people homeless, with less than $200 in monthly income. 37 million people, 14.5% of the nation's population, living below poverty levels. Of that number, 29% are African Americans, meaning over 10.6 million blacks living in poverty. Both wings of the ruling Republican Party try to outdo themselves in announcing new, ever more draconian measures to restrict, redress, restrain, and to eliminate the poor. One is reminded of the wry observation of French writer Anatole France: the law, in its majestic equality, forbids the rich as well as the poor to sleep under bridges, to beg in the streets, and to steal bread. Already, U.S. manufacturers have fled to NAFTA-friendly Mexico, and only the Zapatista insurgency in Chiapas has slowed an emerging flood of Western capital. Outgunned in the industrial wars by Japan and Germany, the U.S. has embarked on a low-technology, low-skilled, high-employment scheme that exploits the poor, the stupid, and the slow via a boom in prison construction, America's sole growth industry. Increasingly, more and more Americans are guarding more and more American prisoners for more and more years, and this amidst the lowest crime rate in decades. No major political party has an answer to this social dilemma, short of cages and graves for the poor. The time is ripe for a new, brighter, life-affirming vision that liberates, not represses, the poor, who, after all, are the vast majority of this earth's people. Neither serpentine politics nor a sterile economic theory which treats them, people, as mere economic units offer much hope, for the very politicians they vote for spit in their faces while economists write them off as non-persons. It must come from the poor, a rebellion of the spirit that reaffirms their intrinsic human worth based upon who they are rather than what they possess. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
Real phony, Hong Kong dollar, Indian cent, English pound. the price. Never mind that, it's time for the bus. We got to work, and you're one of us. Clocks go slow with a place of work. Minutes drag and the hours jump. Yeah, well, bye-bye. Bye-bye to the boss. It's our profit, it's his loss. But anyway, the lunch bell rings. Take 1 hour through your pies. Cheese boy girl. What do we have for entertainment? Cops kicking gypsies on the pavement. Now the news has left to attention. New landing of the day. Italian monster, shoots a lobster. Seafood restaurant gets out of hand. Car and fridge, a fridge in the car. A cowboy's doing TV land. It's no good for man, it's the working cages. Hit the town, he drinks his wages. Your friend, your swim. But did you notice you ain't getting? Your friend, your swim. But did you notice not getting anywhere? Don't you ever stop long enough to start. Take your car out of that gear. Don't you ever stop long enough to start. Get your car out of that gear. Call him up, a fire at Engels. Came to the checkout at the 7-Eleven. Marks was good, but he had sense. Engels landing a necessary day. What have we got? Yeah. What have we got? Magnificent. What have we got? Luke King and Mahatma Gandhi went to the park to check on the game. But they was murdered by the other team. Went off to win 50-0. You can be true, you can be false. You'll be given the same reward. Socrates, a Milhouse, both with the same way through the kitchen. Plato, the Greek, or in thin thin. Who's not better than a billion millions? Who's black? Vacuum cleaner sucks up budgie.
free. Take what you want and keep what you need.
أبعد وجل ضربها هذا هو والمكسور. قالوا ترى ملك أمن في قربها لو يوم. أبعد وجل ضربها هذا هو والمكسور. قلت اتركوني واسكت خلوا العتب واللوم. قدني غرقت في بحرها لا عادي في
Well, wanted to give you a little musical introduction to our next guest. By the way, you're listening to Let Him Talk. I'm Paul D'Arienzo with Miss Joan Marie Moosey. And joining us as guests in the studio, Janet Coleman and David Dozier of Cat Radio Cafe.
Hello.
Hello.
By the way, we are also taking your messages at goodlight.net/WBAI. goodlight.net/WBAI.
As well as your calls to support WBAI at 212-209-2950, where and we have several premiums available.
$7,500. We'll talk to you more about those, but you should call at 212-209-2950.
We're looking for flurries. Or a big donor.
Right.
Or just one big donor.
And now I'd like to take the opportunity to
introduce our guest.
Our guest is on the line from Mexico, Johnny Punish. Are you there, Johnny?
Hi, Johnny.
Yeah, I'm here.
Great. We want to give a little musical introduction to your band, Twisted Nixon. We played three of your songs.
And 2 weeks ago, we also played some of your music and gave a whole big history of your band.
Right, as we had also informed people of the latest events that have been going on in the West Bank and in Palestine. We played your Stone Throwing Riot. We played Kissinger Is Dead live. And we played Left Is Right. And we interspersed that with The Clash from Sandinista, Magnificent Seven, and from their EP, The Clash. And we also listened to our hero here at WBAI, Mumia Abu-Jamal, from the All Things Censored CD, talking about war on the poor. And it's very refreshing to hear Johnny Punish, a band in the popular culture sphere that has such a radical message and seems to understand what Mumia was talking about when he said there was a war on the poor. Can you tell us a little bit about how you heard, what is Twisted Nixon? Why do you have that name and what got you started and what's your band about?
Well, Twisted Nixon got started about 4 years ago, and just a bunch of guys getting together over some beers and saying, let's play some rock and roll. And, you know, after we kind of got together, we kind of realized, you know, wait a second, you know, we just don't want to play rock and roll. We want to say something. And, you know, in the culture of the 90s, when you're talking like a very conservative NSYNC culture where, you know, it's like the message is not even there. It's I don't know. It just equaled me to like the 50s when like we had like Elvis, and which is Elvis is cool. But after Elvis went to war, it was like Fabian and all these propped up good looking guys that, you know, had no talent and they got songs and were given to them. And it's kind of like what's going on in the 90s. And we said, you know what? We're not into that anymore. It's just not happening. You know, we got something to say and we're pissed off. And, you know, so we wrote some songs and, you know, Stone Throw and Riot came out of that. And, you know, it was just based on having empathy and opening our eyes and saying, hey, what's going on out there? And, you know, there's kids dying. What's happening? And you know, we see it on TV, and you know, what we hear on the news is just like garbage. And we just got pissed off and started writing, and that's what happened.
What made you choose, or what led you to choose the struggle in the Middle East as an issue to write a song about?
You know, it's just, especially in America, it's just, you know, the Arab side of things is just so manipulated and so mutilated. It's pathetic. And it just, you know, they're humans too. And it's like, you know, and if you say, you know, that guy's an Arab, everybody says he's a terrorist. And, you know, I have some Arab friends and they're not terrorists. And it just dawned on me that, you know, the media is just making every Arab out to be a terrorist. And it's not true. And then I look at the little kids throwing rocks and, you know, you have to ask why. And then, so we started asking why. And our friend Joe Allen, you know, kind of inspired us. He kind of got some information about what was going on, and we talked about it.
And is Joe Allen in the band, or?
No, he's not in the band, but he's kind of like our poet and inspiration.
Oh, so
and
he does some of the
buddy.
Writing for you, yeah.
Yeah, he just kind of like.